from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Here's the news read by Ray. First, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin calls for ISF delegates to create sustainable and inclusive development. Indonesian Navy prepares two ships for health services in Palestinian waters. And now the news in details. The first news. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin called for delegates of the Indonesian International Sustainability Forum 2024 to create a more sustainable and inclusive global development. In his remarks at the ISF 2024 gala dinner at the National Monument Jakarta Thursday, he said that conventional economics that only focuses on short-term income has resulted in a number of problems, ranging from climate crisis to social inequality.
Kegiatan ekonomi konvensional dengan fokus pendapatan jangka pendek
Conventional economic activities with a focus on short-term income have resulted in climate crisis, environmental degradation, social inequality, and loss of biodiversity. Therefore, the transition to sustainable economic development is a necessity and a global responsibility which requires close international cooperation. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also called for world leaders to jointly optimize international cooperation in the field of green technology. He also emphasized the need for synergy in formulating global policy initiatives that are inclusive and equitable. Finally, he encouraged the expansion of the role of international financial institutions in financing green projects in developing countries. The International Sustainability Forum 2024 is an official event of the Indonesian government for world leaders from various sectors and countries to be able to exchange ideas and knowledge, as well as provide solutions and best practices in dealing with climate change. Moving on to the second news. The Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral Muhammad Ali, ensured that all soldiers carrying out peace mission on the Lebanon-Israel border were safe. Quoted by Antara, Muhammad Ali in Batam Riau Island on Thursday said that the Navy is also preparing two neutral ships to provide humanitarian assistance in the waters near Palestine, namely KRI Dr. Wahidin Sudirohusodo 991, and KRI Rajiban Widyodiningrat 992. KRI Rajiman Widyodiningrat and one of the other KRIs, KRI Wahidin, are expected to be able to strengthen their leader, helping treatment and health services for Palestinians who are currently suffering. We are in accordance with our foreign policy, always supporting the independence of Palestine. Kebijakan luar negeri kita selalu mendukung kemerdekaan Palestina. Navy Chief of Staff Muhammad Ali also said that the hospital ship KRI Rajiman Wedyodinegrad 992 in its previous mission attracted many countries in the Middle East and Asia for its success in conquering international waters. He added that Navy soldiers, especially KRI Diponegoro 365 personnel, increased patrols in border waters to prevent illegal entry of weapons. Training for Lebanese naval soldiers continued to run optimally. Even the ship received the highest award from the United Nations for the professionalism of its personnel in carrying out peace mission. The third news. Indonesia has established a National Energy Transition Task Force to encourage energy transition initiatives in various sectors. More than 400 priority projects in the power sector have been identified that are ready to be funded. This was conveyed by the Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, at a press conference after the opening of the International Sustainability Forum 2024 in Jakarta on Thursday.
Sekarang semua jalan, ada 400.
Now everything is running. There are 400 projects that have been identified by the task force and have started to run. For example, I said that in Suryalaya 2 gigawatts, then in Cirebon there are 660 megawatts, there are in several more in other places. So it means that there is economic growth. Our development is running right now. The easiest indication to see that electricity demand is rising well. This means that there is industrial development in us. Minister Luhut Panjaitan also explained that the 400 projects are aimed at encouraging the achievement of the net zero emission target by 2060. He added that the ISF will facilitate the signing of 12 memoranda of understanding related to energy transition, which further strengthens the commitment to a sustainable future. The fourth news. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi received her Latvian counterpart Minister Baiba Braze in Jakarta on Thursday. As reported by Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during the meeting, both ministers discussed various important issues related to bilateral cooperation in the political, economic, and cultural fields. They also exchanged views on the latest regional and global situation. Minister Retno said Latvia is one of Indonesia's largest trading partners in the Baltic region. Trade between the two countries in 2023 increased by 2.74% from the previous year. On that occasion, Minister Retno welcomed the renewal of Memorandum of Understanding between Indonesia Chamber of Commerce and Industry of the Latvian Chamber of Commerce. The fifth news. Chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Arsjad Rasjid, spoke in a keynote speech at the Indonesian International Sustainability Forum 2024 in Jakarta on Thursday. Quoted by Antara, he said that Southeast Asia could become a new leader in the green economy, given the potential for the new renewable energy and natural resources. To achieve this, he said connectivity is needed not only in terms of energy, but also in industrial potential. Arsjad added that the Southeast Asian region, with its biodiversity including peatlands, rainforests, and mangrove ecosystem, has tremendous potential regarding carbon sequestration efforts. The sixth news. The International Relations Division of the National Police handed over fugitive former mayor of Bamban, Philippines, Alice Guo, to the Philippine government. The handover was attended by the head of the division, Krishna Murthy, and representatives of the Philippine government, Philippine Secretary of the Interior, Benjamin Abalos Jr., who was present with members of the Philippine National Bureau of Investigation at the Jakarta Metropolis Building, Jakarta on Thursday. Reported by Antara, Krishnamurti said Alice was repatriated by deportation mechanism through interpolice cooperation. Alice has been flown to Manila, the Philippines, on Thursday night. Krishna added that this cooperation proves the good relationship between Indonesia and the Philippines that has been running for more than 50 years. The seventh news. Mayor of Makassar, South Sulawesi, Ramdan Pomanto, and the Australian ambassador to Indonesia, Penny Williams, have met to discuss cooperation in education and the environment, reported by Makassar City Government. Mayor Ramdan Pomanto in Makassar on Thursday said that there are many collaborations between the two countries. This is evidenced by the number of Makassar residents who make Australia as one of the countries to study. He also explored cooperation in reducing carbon emissions in order to realize the Makassar Low Carbon City Program. And the 8th news. The Indonesian national football team managed to win a point against Saudi Arabia in the first match of the 2026 World Cup qualification for the ASEAN zone. The Garda squad was able to hold the home team to a 1-1 draw at the King Abdullah Sports City Stadium in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Friday morning Indonesian time. Reported by RRI.co.id, tight pressure was exerted by Indonesian players on Saudi Arabia so that Indonesia took a 1-0 lead in the 19th minute through Ragnar shot. The 9th news. The Chinese government pledged to provide military grants worth 1 billion yuan to African countries as of the partnership actions of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. Chinese President Xi Jinping, in his opening speech at the 2024 summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Beijing, China, Thursday, as quoted by Antara, Xi Jinping added that China would also train 6,000 military personnel and 1,000 police and law enforcement officers from Africa. And the final news, Singapore announced that it will increase the quota of low-carbon electricity imports from Indonesia from the original 2 gigawatts to 3.4 gigawatts to support future renewable energy needs. Previously, it gave conditional approval for 5 Indonesian companies to import 2 gigawatts of low-carbon electricity. However, the Singapore government have additional permits to 2 more companies. On that occasion, Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan said that the partnership is very beneficial for both countries. And that was the news.
Today's commentary is on Harris and Trump compete tightly in decisive states. The competition between Democratic candidate Kamala Harris and Republican candidate Donald Trump in the U.S. presidential election is getting fiercer. The 60th presidential election of the United States, which will take place on November the 5th, has focused attention on 6 key states, namely Arizona, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are competing closely in the 2024 presidential election in states that will influence the victory of each candidate. Until now, the overall figures are still unclear. In addition, almost 15% of voters said they had not decided on either candidate, and that makes the 6 decisive states really up for grabs with only 9 weeks left before Election Day. Polls conducted after the Democratic National Convention in Chicago suggest that the path to victory for the candidates lies through Pennsylvania and Georgia, which have many swing voters who could still change their minds. According to poll data, some potential voters in both Pennsylvania and Georgia said they were undecided or might change their minds as Election Day approaches. Winning all 6 swing states, including Pennsylvania and Georgia, is a must for both candidates if they are looking to win the White House in 2020. The poll also showed that 39% of voters said the economy was their top issue, while 25% said protecting democracy was the next most important topic. Abortion and immigration were also top issues discussed by the candidates. In this U.S. presidential campaign, the issue of firearms continues to divide Americans. Harris' camp wants an assault weapon ban. Meanwhile, her opponent, Donald Trump, says that the right to own guns in the U.S. Constitution will be guaranteed if he is elected. Given the frequent and brutal shootings by people who own firearms in the U.S., it looks natural if Harris has received a lot of support. But according to the Pew Research Center, nearly a third of Americans say they own guns that are protected by law. Presidential elections in the United States always get the world's attention because the president-elect and the policies he implements also have international influence. That was commentary today.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Salam sejahtera bagi kita semua. Shalom, Om Swastiastu. Radio Republik Indonesia atau RRI merupakan jaringan radio tertua di Indonesia. Kehadirannya sejak tahun 1945 telah membantu masyarakat seluruh penjuru tanah air untuk mendapatkan informasi yang aktual dan faktual serta hiburan yang sehat dan positif. Pada kesempatan ini, saya selaku Komandan Sisko TNI beserta keluarga besar Sisko TNI mengucapkan selamat hari ulang tahun ke-79 Radio Republik Indonesia.
Semoga Radio Republik Indonesia semakin relevan dengan perkembangan zaman, memberikan dampak positif kepada bangsa dan negara dalam siarannya, serta sebagai inspirasi keindonesiaan. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Shalom, Om Santi, Santi, Santi Om.
We'll start today in history with September 6, 1943, a train accident in Philadelphia, United States. A train accident of the Congressional Limited owned by the Pennsylvania Railroad occurred on September 6, 1943. The incident happened near Frankfort Junction Station in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, United States. It was due to the overheating tip of the train axle, causing damage. A total of 79 passengers were killed and 117 passengers were injured as a result of this accident. It was a major train accident at that time. Let's move on to September 6, 1968. Eswatini becomes independent. Eswatini or Swaziland is a small country in southern Africa bordered by Mozambique and South Africa around it. Previously, it was a British protectorate since early 20th century. It was only on September 6, 1968 that Britain granted independence to Swaziland, making it a sovereign kingdom. On April 19, 2018, King Mswati III announced that he was changing the country's official name from the Kingdom of Swaziland to the Kingdom of Eswatini. I'll end today in history with September 6, 1996. The Talaud Mandar bird discovered. The Talaud Mandar bird can be found on Karakalang Island, Talaud Island Regency, North Sulawesi. This bird was discovered on September 6, 1996. After being carefully studied and observed, the Talaud Mandar bird was declared a new species of bird. This discovery was then broadcast throughout the world and the Talaud Mandar bird was given the scientific name Gymnocryx talaudensis. The bird has a dark brown head, neck and chest, while its chin, stomach and tail are blackish. Since 2018, the Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry has designated the Talaud Mandar bird as a protected animal. And that was today in history.
Please accept the warmest greeting from Voice of Vietnam. Today I'm very pleased to be here on behalf of the Voice of Vietnam to convey my heartfelt wishes and congratulations to each and every person who worked for the Radio Republic Indonesia. on the glorious occasion of its 79th anniversary, which is celebrated on September 11th. This is indeed a very great milestone in the history of any organization, but it is especially praiseworthy given the challenges your network and the nation as a whole have undergone over that three quarter of a century. It is truly impressive that our two station was established in the September 1945. In 2014, Voice of Vietnam and Radio Republic Indonesia signed a memorandum of understanding to further our relationship. Via technical seminars, training sessions, and exchange visits, VOV and RRI have successfully maintained a positive working partnership throughout the years. The VOV Bureau presented in Indonesia in particular has improved the two station relationship even more. I hope and strongly believe that our two radio cooperation activity will be more practical and efficient in the year ahead, helping to advance long-standing friendship and understanding between the two countries. On this occasion, I would like to extend my best wishes for health, happiness and prosperity to all the leader and employee in the Radio Republic Indonesia. I hope to see RRI grow even further in the future.
Kau yang ada di relungku, hanya sekadar indah, kau tak akan terganti. Kau tak akan terganti.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment ensures Indonesia's energy transition accelerates green industry development. Energy transition process carried out by Indonesia is not only focused on reducing emissions, but also encourages the development of green industries. This was stated by the Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in the plenary session of the Indonesia International Sustainability Forum, or ISF 2024, with the theme Future of Energy Transition in Emerging Economies in Jakarta on Thursday. Luhut Panjaitan explained the energy transition is not only focused on reducing emissions, but also on encouraging economic growth by developing green industries that will support the Indonesian economy in the long term. He added, to maintain and accelerate the sustainable transition process, global collaboration and investment are needed. So economic growth, certainty of energy security, and climate change mitigation can be carried out effectively. Luhut Panjaitan further said, as an effort to accelerate the energy transition and advance the green industry, Indonesia has formed a National Energy Transition Task Force. One of these efforts is the Just Energy Transition Partnership with the International Partner Group and Glasgow Financial Alliance for Net Zero Countries. Currently, more than 400 priority projects in the electricity sector have been identified that are ready to be funded. According to Luhut Panjaitan, every country in the world has its own way of showing its commitment to decarbonization, considering that fiscal capacity, technological capabilities, and political stability vary. Developing countries must continue to grow while also reducing emissions. Indonesia cannot 100% implement solutions from developed countries because their fiscal capacity, access to technology, and political realities are very different. The 2024 ISF Forum is an official event for the Indonesian government for world leaders from various sectors and countries to exchange ideas and knowledge while providing solutions and best practices in dealing with climate change. That was My Indonesia.
Dear listeners and viewers of Radio Republic Indonesia, I am Lila Korsai, Ambassador of Hungary to Indonesia. Allow me to wish Radio Republic Indonesia happy birthday. RRI consistently plays as radio diplomacy to bridge public conversations between nations and cultures. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Sejauh mata yang
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, Taste Atlas, an online guide focusing on traditional food, has just released a list of 50 best chicken dishes from various countries. 5 of them come from Indonesia. This list was published in September 2024, and one of the dishes featured is ayam penyet. Ranking at number 35, this dish consists of fried chicken served with spicy sambal chili sauce. If you are wondering, the word penyet means to smash, making the chicken to be more tender. It is said that ayam penyet originally comes from East Java, and now it's spread all over Indonesia. From street vendors to five-star restaurant, this dish is easy to find in various places. The preparation for making ayam penyet is quite simple. The chicken is first marinated with spices and boiled until tender. After that, you can fry it. The fried chicken is then smashed with spicy sambal. Finally, you can serve it by adding vegetables, tempeh, tofu, and rice. The deliciousness of ayam penyet is undeniable, especially when you are enjoying it with a plate of warm rice. The tender chicken fits perfectly with its unique sambal, which is usually spicier than other sambals. As for the price, it's very affordable. It costs around 25,000 to 30,000 rupiah, or 1.63 to 1.95 US dollar.
I am Belmir José Malata, Mozambican ambassador to Indonesia. It's my pleasure to wish Radio Republic Indonesia a happy 79th birthday. Radio Republic Indonesia is Indonesia's public broadcasting radio that continuously serves as a unifying and a diplomatic medium through its informative, educative, and entertaining program. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Thank you very much. Makasih.
Still listening to the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next program we present to you, Miscellany.
Listener, some areas in Indonesia have a high potential for landslides. Seeing this condition, the National Research and Innovation Agency, or BRIN, innovated by introducing 3GRS Soil Detection Information System technology as an effort to reduce the risk of landslides. 3GRS is an application to determine the parameters that affect slope stability so that the data can be utilized to determine soil vulnerability in an area. GRS is the development of software made by the United States Geological Survey, which was then further developed in collaboration with the agency. Through this advanced technology, 3GRS successfully demonstrated the influence created by rainfall intensity on slope stability. 3GRS is considered quite good in predicting rain-induced slope stability in landslide-prone areas. This is because the inventory data of landslide events is a very influential factor in the success of the 3GRS model in the model validation process. Listener, this technology is very helpful for landslide-prone areas to be able to mitigate and prepare before a disaster occurs. The agency is currently collaborating with relevant parties in several landslide-prone areas to be able to implement 3GRS as a form of landslide mitigation. The application of this cutting-edge technology is expected to reduce the number of potential victims and damage due to landslides. Well, listener, that's today's miscellany from Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners and viewers of RRI Indonesia, I offer my heartfelt felicitations to RRI on its birthday. I am Amir Khurram Rathore, Ambassador of Pakistan to Indonesia. The role of RRI is very, very critical and important because it is not just a radio. It acts as a bridge between peoples of various countries, and I am very happy to again offer my warmest felicitations to RRI because it has served as a bridge between peoples and cultures of various nations and regions. So once again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App and Shortwave Frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mios Padaido or Biak Numfor Papua. Listor, in this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to play a regional pop song from Biak Numfor. Ulang, Biak Numfor, Papua, called Mios Padaido. The song written and popularized by Papuan musician David Kuni describes the natural and cultural beauty of Papua. In the Biak language, Padaido means in ulang. Padaido means inexpressible beauty. Indeed, the island located directly on the shores of the Pacific Ocean have a charm of natural purity that is still beautiful. For Biak people living overseas, Mios Padaido is a cure for homesickness. For others, the song Mios Padaido describes the natural beauty of the green Padaido Island in Papua, the blue sea, and the warmth of people. Here is Mios Padaido song by David Kuni. Enjoy listening to the song.
Things
listener. Thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.